Okay, Act 2, Scene 3, Hyde Park.
Since my confinement, in that dreadful place I have hardly slept. If I close my eyes at night, I see him, standing over me, eyes red as blood, and I feel the coldness around me. I presented myself appropriately for the wedding, yet I still felt so uneasy and frail. Mina, who is, I am sure, the love of my life, is worried about me still. Without her, I would be lost. She convinced me to get some fresh air, and upon our walk through Hyde Park, I saw him. It's him!
What's wrong? You're so cold.
Do you see who it is?
Who?
Mina could not find who I was looking at. It is the man himself. It is the Count. But he has grown young, Mina. That horrific man is here. Keep safe. Keep calm.
I saw him. The one whom Jonathan called the Count. The one who had caused my Jonathan so much pain and dread in Transylvania. It was him. The man whom I had spoken to before, the Prince. I knew it was wrong of me, but I couldn't tell Jonathan. I couldn't dare speak those words. I let him touch me. He took my arm.
Let's go. We must tell Van Helsing. It was not safe in London. Van Helsing and Dr. Seward had returned to the asylum in Yorkshire, and we went to join them. On the journey up north, Mina also looked pale. She drifted in and out of consciousness. We arrived at Whitby, and we had to rest. Such a drowsiness befell us. We both felt so tired.
Scene 4, a room in Whitby.
Rest. Rest and close your eyes.
Sleep still and silently. Sleep brings peace.
Close your eyes, Mina.
Rest your head, Jonathan.
Sleep, sleep throughout the night.
Mina sleeps. Dracula enters. She lets him in. Sequence. Dracula bites her. Mina drinks Dracula's blood also. Jonathan remains asleep. Seward and Van Helsing enter. Dracula is standing over Mina. Van Helsing advances with the crucifix.
Do you think to baffle me with your pale faces all in a row like a sheep in a